With the recent post-election violence in Côte d'Ivoire, hundreds of thousands of people in the cocoa-rich district of Douekoué have had to flee their homes. Many of the displaced spent several days in the forest before finding shelter in a Catholic mission. The place is now overcrowded with more than 28,000 people. Among the displaced is Beatrice, who lost her husband in the violence. She now lives alone in the camp with her 9 children.
If we're lucky, we have someone who comes by and presents their condolences and gives us a little money that I give to my children to eat. Most of the time we spend here on the floor mat, we try and make a living, but we have nothing to eat.
In the Douekoué camp, more than 2,500 children under 5 are in need of assistance. UNICEF's partner Action Contre la Faim, or ACF, monitors the children's health and provides them with a portion of nutritional porridge every day. Jean-Hermand Boué, ACF's canteen supervisor, wishes he could do more.
It is unfortunately not enough. We would like to complete this porridge portion with some fruits, but with the situation here, we can't find any of the city market. We'd like to give children more for their well-being.
UNICEF and its partners are working hard to meet the immediate needs of the displaced. They have made health and sanitation one of their top priorities. The camps are particularly vulnerable to the spread of diseases like cholera, as Odion Clément, ACF's distribution supervisor, has experienced.
There was a sanitation issue prior to the crisis in those villages. The increase of the population exacerbates those issues.
The people in displaced camps, although they live in difficult and precarious conditions, are luckier than most people who fled the conflict. Many live in forests or in remote villages where humanitarian organizations cannot reach them. And even though the crisis is receding in Côte d'Ivoire, many are still afraid to come out of hiding. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.